Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for December 21st. Today's word is boniface, also pronounced boniface and spelled B-O-N-I-F-A-C-E. Boniface is a noun that means the proprietor of a hotel, nightclub, or restaurant. Here's the word used in a sentence from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch by Deb Peterson. Vince Bomarito, boniface of Tony's restaurant at 410 Market Street, said last week was one of his busiest in years and that this week was shaping up to look the same. The word boniface has been the name of 8 popes, 1 anti-pope, and 1 saint, but none of those had anything directly to do with the English word boniface. The word boniface comes from the name of the jovial innkeeper in George Farquhar's 1707 play, The Beau Stratagem, the story of 2 penniless rakes who determine that one of them must find and marry a wealthy lady. Farquhar's play made more than one contribution to the English language. The name of the character Lady Bountiful is a byword for a generous and often conspicuously so philanthropist. Farquhar, incidentally, never got to see the influence his play had on the lexicon. He finished The Beau Stratagem on his deathbed and died on the night of its 3rd performance. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.